Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, brain-controlled soldier dogs. But first, remember Oumuamua, the strange cigar-shaped interstellar flying object about a quarter of a mile long that zoomed past Earth in 2017 and mystified scientists about its origins? Some believe because it did not have the traditional characteristics of a comet, it could be some kind of extraterrestrial spacecraft. Now, researchers from the University of California, Berkeley and Cornell University in the US believe as Oumuamua was being bombarded with cosmic radiation, it did actually expel a thin shell of trapped icy hydrogen gas to help with its acceleration, and it was so thin that it was invisible to telescopes back on Earth. So where is Oumuamua now? Last seen in Neptune's orbit, flying out of our solar system. Next.
Liftoff.
World's first 3D printed rocket made its launch debut, but failed 3 minutes into the flight and crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. The Terran 1 booster by aerospace startup Relativity Space was made almost completely of 3D printed components, which it was hoped would reach orbit 125 miles above Earth. But while the first stage of the 110 foot rocket successfully lifted off from Florida and separated on schedule, its upper stage appeared to ignite and then shut down, sending it crashing back to Earth. But the company's undeterred, saying they've gathered enough data to show that flying 3D printed rockets is possible. Social media, and notably Twitter, has been deluged by deep fakes falsely illustrating the arrest of former President Donald Trump. The images, which were generated by artificial intelligence, show images including Trump fighting with the police officers and in handcuffs wearing an orange jumpsuit as the legal heats turned up in the Stormy Daniels case. The deep fakes were uncovered by investigative website Bellingcat, who say they were created using Midjourney, which is an AI text-to-image generator. So how accurate are the Trump fakes? Well, mixed bag, as one illustration shows the former president with three legs. Now, the Australian Army is working on technology that would apparently allow soldiers to control robot dogs via brainwaves and sensors inside helmets, paired with Microsoft's HoloLens technology. What's being described as a brain robotic interface apparently uses AI to help control the kinds of four-legged droids that are becoming more prevalent in the tech world. The University of Technology Sydney team developed the system, which features sensors stuck to the soldier's head that researchers say helps control motion. Sergeant Damien Robinson of the 5th Combat Service Support Battalion, who tested the HoloLens headset, described using the system as a visual concentration thing, with the user focusing on a flicker inside the HoloLens helmet to instigate commands. Next. The science of stone restoration at Westminster Abbey, where the coronation of King Charles will take place, and it's coming up on the 6th of May. But if you want to visit afterwards, there's one caveat: you'll need to take your shoes off, because the Cosmati pavement near the altar where the coronation chair is located is incredibly delicate after being restored.
For the last coronation and possibly other coronations, the pavement wasn't on view. It was in such a deteriorated state that it couldn't be used, so it was always protected with carpet. So for the first time in kind of known history, this pavement will be on view and used for a coronation. So we get to see all the beautiful designs, all the colourful stones that make up this amazing work of art.
That's Vanessa Simeone, Westminster Abbey's head conservator.
For the last coronation and possibly other coronations, the pavement wasn't on view. It was in such a deteriorated state that it couldn't be used.
The marble, stone, glass and metal floor was in such poor repair that it was hidden under a carpet since the 1870s before being brought back to its former glory in 2010. Now, it's no longer cigarettes behind the bike sheds, because now data has revealed vape detectors in schools are being triggered up to 22 times every day. Vape Guardian sensors send a phone notification to teachers when even a whiff of e-cigarette vapour is detected, and they're active in about 100 British and Irish schools. Teachers say they're increasingly concerned about the physical and mental health and safety of pupils who vape. A report by Action on Smoking and Health previously found the number of 11 to 17 year olds who vape rose from 4% in 2010 to 7% in 2022. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, cancer cells set to be blasted into space. But why? Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter, and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Cancer cells will be blasted off and head into space as part of British scientific experiments to understand more about an incurable childhood tumour. Researchers from the Institute of Cancer Research are sending samples of diffuse midline glioma to the International Space Station to see how it spreads in microgravity. The scientists hope their study could pave the way to understanding more about the disease that led to the death of Karen Armstrong, the daughter of the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. Researchers want the experiments to be conducted in microgravity because they believe the conditions will allow their 3D cultures to grow to much larger sizes than on Earth. And finally, a fresh row has erupted over one of Britain's and the world's most instantly recognisable historic sites, Stonehenge. Now, a new academic paper claims to debunk a theory that the 5,000-year-old Wiltshire standing stones were a solar calendar to help ancient Britain's track days of the year. Last year, British research suggested Stonehenge's giant sandstone slabs, which are called sarsens, represented a single day in a month each and track the alignment of the sun. Now, Italian and Spanish experts argue that this assertion is based on what they describe as forced interpretations. However, the original author says this new paper is just ranting without a conclusion. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Monday at 1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1 p.m. See you then.